855-450 Fritz, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are free. You get to create the content there. So if you find something or when you find something that you enjoy online, you just go to freetalklive.com, take that link, and submit it as show prep. And then it will appear on the upcoming stories page where it awaits votes. And if it gets enough of them, we'll make it to the front page and the top of the website. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Although I should correct myself. Sometimes it makes it to the top. I don't know what algorithm the site decides what story makes it to the top. But if you get enough votes, you will make it to the front
Certainly,
page.
That's true.
So go to freetalklive.com. And Mark is back. Welcome.
Yes, I am.
And Julia is here, too.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Julia, of course, from PukeAndTheGang.com. So, Mark, you were gone for several days on a trip down to Florida.
Darn close to a week, yeah.
Flew down, drove back. Anything you feel like you need to share with the audience about the journey?
There was a lot of armed fundraising going on in the interstates, I can tell you that.
A lot of cops pulling people over.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I thought about this is, at what point does it become sort of valid to be pulled over? Because a lot of times people try to get around when a police officer pulls somebody over, people try to give them room so that nobody gets hit on the side of the road. The lane changing, especially kind of forced lane changing, trying to get it done by a certain point, that causes traffic. I mean, that's a dangerous situation because they feel it's urgent to change the lane so that they don't kill the nice police officer on the side of the road. And I certainly don't want to see any of them dead. So they feel the necessity of getting over. They haven't had a chance to properly check their blind spots and those kind of things. So they cause a hazard on the road. If you don't believe that a police officer pulling somebody over on the side of the road causes a hazard, let's take a look at the numbers of police officers that are killed on the side of the road every year.
Mm-hmm.
There are police officers that are killed on the side of the road. And they're also killed in traffic accidents. By the way, I saw more than one police officer whipping down the road with, on their way to some crisis, real or imagined. So I wonder, they cause problems when they do this. People need to get out of the way. There's some guy with his, lights on behind me. I've got to get over to the side. Once again, you have that forced lane change situation, which is rather dangerous. So, at what point is having these people on the road more dangerous doing their job, more dangerous than having them? I mean, their job is to keep us safe on the road, but they cause unsafe conditions on the road.
Sure.
It's not that I don't think that when somebody's going 120 miles an hour on a motorcycle on one wheel down the broken center line on the interstate that they don't need to be pulled over. I'm not saying that. I think that there are certainly instances where people need to be pulled over. But sometimes when they're getting pulled over for, say, going 11 miles an hour or 16 miles an hour over the limit, some of these interstates, the speed limit is 50 miles an hour, and nobody's going it. I'm going with traffic in these sections where it's
70. 80.
70. They're going 70 miles an hour. Everybody is going 70 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour over the limit. And
it's dangerous to go. If you were to go 45 miles an hour while everybody else is going 70, that causes way more accidents.
Going the speed limit is a bigger danger on the interstate than speeding. They say that speeding is a danger, but going the speed limit's what's dangerous because everybody's trying to get around you.
Well, and I think that the speed limit being dangerous depends largely on A, who's driving and how skilled they are, and B, what kind of car they're driving. Like, an old junker probably shouldn't be driving as fast as a new car.
Conditions, the age of the driver, vision, there's all kinds of things that go into the time of day. There's all kinds of things that go into how fast somebody should be going, and they make these decisions for themselves. And I'm not saying that plenty of people make bad decisions as to what's going on. I saw plenty of drivers like that, too. I just spent 27 hours on the road driving from Florida, I'm pretty clear.
But obviously the people who want to do that anyway, the people who are not as good at driving, who don't care as much about being safe, they're doing it anyway with it being illegal. I feel like everybody has sort of their personal comfort zone, And that's the reality of how people drive. Like, my mom is terrified of driving, absolutely terrified. And she drives like 40 miles an hour in the left lane on the interstate, which is incredibly stupid and dangerous. But she is too scared to go faster. Which, in my opinion, I don't think you should be given a driver's license if you're afraid of driving.
Speaking of driving, Mike's on the line in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
So, I live in the city and without a car. And this new company came about. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's called Uber. And it's
Spell it, please.
Uber.
U-B-E-R, like kind of like the German word for...
Yep.
Yeah. So, the accent might be a little sick. But they started this company where you can hail a, what they call a black car, which is kind of just like a fancy car, or you can hail now what they call UberX, which is like a hybrid car, to wherever you are, and you can get it in... You tell the driver where you want to go, and you pay on your credit card through the account. You don't have to pay the driver any money, and it doesn't go through until you actually land at your destination. And I just think that's a pretty amazing idea. The only problem is, especially here in Boston, we've had they've been cracking down on them. They've been trying to tell them that it's not, you know, it's kind of going into the taxis and, you know, the whole medallion thing. But if you look up this company, they're all around the world now. They're in Australia, they're in Toronto, they're, you know, they're in a lot of other places. But I just thought I'd let people, you know about them and see if maybe getting the word out there that this is a really good service might help.
Now, let me, I've got more questions for you about this, because we had a guy call in during SSXW in Austin who was telling us that there's another company, and I'm not remembering what their name is, but they basically hook up drivers with passengers. So anybody who wants to can be a driver with this company. There may be some level of qualification you have to have, but once you get registered as a driver with this company, you can tell them what hours you'd be available, and then someone with the app for this company would be able to go on their app and say, hey, I need a ride to this place, and then if there's a driver that's available, and you know they'll be able to respond, and it's like a private transaction between two people, and they're going after them down there in Austin for that. Is this is this Uber company actually, does it have employees, or are they doing something similar where the driver is just another individual who wants to give people rides?
It sounds, that sounds very similar. They're not crowdsourcing there. You know, it's not just any person who's driving around that happens to have an extra seat in their car can jump in. It's not quite that. They do have to go through the company. I know they have to go through some background checks, and then they have to get, they have to buy a very specific car if they want to drive the black car. It has to be, black car, leather interior, that kind of
thing.
So,
okay, so these are specific vehicles. They do have a company brand car that that they're using. It's not just anybody showing up in whatever ride they happen to own.
Well, I think the difference is it's not a company-owned vehicle. You buy your own vehicle, and then you use the Uber system to get clients and to get passengers. And for a while, they were also providing taxi drivers who also worked for taxi companies set up, in Boston, in probably Seattle, things like that, and giving them a phone, an iPhone, and giving them the, telling them to download this Uber app and saying, if you want to pick anyone up, turn on your app, and if you're nearby, you use our service, we don't charge you for it, and I think that's maybe where they got into some of the trouble.
Huh. And so, yeah, you've ridden in these cars then, yes?
Yeah, I use it probably a couple times a week or so.
And what is it? Is there news about them being busted, or is it just something you're hearing from the drivers?
Sure, no, you should be able to Google it. And
I will look into this because I find this fascinating. Thank you, Mike, for the call and the heads up. I'm very curious to know more about this because I think that whether you're working for a company or not, you should be able to go and give somebody a ride somewhere and collect some money for it without begging the government's permission.
You're a dangerous criminal.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. We'll find out more about the Uber thing here in moments and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
There are some very specific steps I believe you should take as you work toward breaking a bad habit. First, be careful how you talk about the habit you're trying to break. From the beginning of your journey toward freedom, I'm asking you not to say, "This is just too hard for me," or "I'm not sure I can do it." The more you say it's hard, the harder it's going to be. Keep your goal between you and God. I want to reemphasize this point just to make sure that you don't hear it too quickly and miss it. Make it a commitment not to say, "This is so hard. I'm not sure I can do it." Be sure you say something that will help you, like, "I can do this with God's help."
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control toll free 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. They are free. Those features include streaming. We've got three different streams: broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. The streams are available not just during the live show, but also around the clock. The latest episode is always airing at listen.freetalklive.com. Radio stations, we got over 100 of them coast to coast. AM and FM. You can get a list of them over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all 7 nights a week. In addition to that, we've got KU Band. It's free to air, and it's available across all of North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to get tuned in via your phone. If you dial a phone number, a long-distance number, you'll be able to listen on your phone that way. Of course, we've got mobile streams you can use if you've got data. This is for people that don't have data on their phones. Listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone line, as you heard Ian promote there just a moment ago. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and accounts receivable gives you a headache, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They'll treat both you and your customer with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can go check them out on freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
We had an interesting call a moment ago about a company named Uber that has opened up in to do business in Boston, and apparently they're doing business in a number of locations, Philly, Sydney, Dallas. This is an international company, Paris, London, L.A. So, and that's just a handful of them, New York City. I've got a story here from bizjournals.com. Boston Cab Dispatch Incorporated disclosed plans to file a lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court. This is a few weeks old, about a month old at this point. Brett Barnholtz, the CEO of Boston Cab, said this morning that Uber is running roughshod through the city of Boston, taking business away from taxis.
Okay, what does roughshod mean?
It means that we need to say as many nasty things about the competitor because we want to paint them as a danger to the status quo, a danger perhaps to customers, a danger to certainly their business model.
What exactly, what danger does a taxi cab company, I mean, essentially they're what a black car, I guess is what they're calling themselves, a limo company pose to their clients? I mean, I've worked at a taxi company, and I'm telling you that they're not offering taking this ride can't be any worse than taking these cabs. These things can be poorly maintained.
Yeah.
The drivers can be drunk as a skunk. I don't think that they're necessarily any more or less dangerous than any taxi cab company.
As you'll hear from this business owner, he believes that the danger is to the way things ought to be.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And this article and this story is a perfect example of something we've talked about a number of times on this show, about how regulations are purported to be there for you, the customer, to protect you from unscrupulous business people who take advantage of you. But in reality, the real reason they're there is to protect people who've been in business for a long time, like these cab companies. To protect them.
They're the ones who are writing the regulations, generally.
In a lot of cases, that's true. Or they're, at the very least, they're consulted about them. And so you're protecting, the regulations are protecting the existing established businesses from unestablished upstarts with fresh ideas coming into the marketplace.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. Let me give you the more of the story. Barinholtz, who is also the CEO of livery company Boston Car Service, said some fleet owners can't fill shifts because drivers have defected to the Uber model.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're doing a better job than these people are at providing a service. You know, their employees are leaving for better conditions.
I really hate when people suggest that, it's wrong to steal business from somebody else, because that implies that, somebody has a right to your business. Like, there's one company out there that has the right to have your business. Well, and that's crazy.
Right, because a right is a function of ownership. So if a business has the right to me doing business with them, they must own a portion of me.
Buddy, they bought that right when they paid that $100,000 for that taxi cab.
Then that means the government owns a portion of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really what the claim is here.
We've seen people getting arrested. There was a story in Manchester about Manchester doing undercover sting operations against jitney cabs.
And you know, this is how slavery came about in this country, is that originally it was indentured servitude, and they basically found that the indentured servants would be lazy and listless and want to, you know, they'd run away and things like that. So what they wanted was a situation where they could own people. Mm. That's how slavery came about. This is what they're complaining about, that their drivers are running away to a better business model. You right. don't own those drivers. They're not yours.
But if they get to successfully shut down the Uber company, then the drivers will probably come back to them, and they know that's the
it's
case.
Just a system of control.
That's right.
It also doesn't really speak very highly for the way that they feel that they do business, because like, if I own a business, I want to be the best I can be, and that's obviously always changing, and there's room for improvement. And so just to have the attitude that's like, no, somebody couldn't be better than us, we're not going to allow that, instead of seeing
look,
this as
Missy.
An opportunity to try to improve yourself.
This is the way it's done around
sad.
Here. Okay?
That's exactly what
we're,
it's like.
We don't need to improve ourselves. We're fine. Everything's fine with this business model, and this is the way it's going to stay
it's
until I die.
It's competition and innovation that stink.
Right. That's basically what this guy is saying. But let's make his case a little bit further here. So Boston Cab, which operates 500 taxis in Boston, expects to file suit alleging unfair competition and consumer fraud. The taxi company argues Uber operates a taxi service without bothering with any of the rules and regulations that govern the industry. Uber's smartphone app allows customers to arrange, summon, and pay for rides in so-called black cars operated by drivers who contract with the San Francisco-based firm.
You know, that's actually, the app thing is really, really convenient. I don't know if you've ever tried to, if you're in, like, New York City, it's really easy to hail a cab because they're everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
But if you're somewhere where you need a cab, and, you have to, like, look through cab companies and call different ones, and some of them aren't open 24 hours,
sure.
and some of them are.
Some of them, when you call them, just don't show up.
Like, I've done this many times at, like, 4 in the morning at,
I'd love to hear why it is you're calling a cab at 4 in the morning. Go ahead.
Because it's after a rave or whatever. But you get out, and it's like you have to spend time on the side of the road in a sketchy neighborhood wearing
staring
weird clothes.
Bleary-eyed
yeah, like,
at your
whoa, my eyes are fine. But, you know, it's a difficult situation.
Well, last time we didn't have a problem because there were some jitney cab guys around.
Yes,
after
and it
the
was
rave.
Amazing. They got us there. And yeah. That was actually really weird because I didn't realize that it was like a sketchy cab situation. And when we got out, he was like, he was talking with the other cab driver about how much they should charge us. And I thought that was weird because I'd never been in a cab without a meter before.
Yeah.
And they had Ohio plates.
That's great.
All right. But we got there safely.
More coming up about what is
glad
going
to survive
on
the experience.
With Uber. They have been, by the way, subject to similar lawsuits, so this isn't the first time. We'll give you more information about what's going on with them and what this cab company owner says about them. It's unfair. 855, 450 free. You're supposed to do it the way we do it.
Nothing can ever change.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453. We're talking about the cab business and how some cab companies believe that they own you. They own your business, and if you're a driver, they own you too. Well, sure, you can quit and go work for another established cab company. But no, you can't go and work for Uber.
That's what they call a cartel.
Yeah.
A cartel is a group of competitors that agree to work together in order to modify the marketplace in some way or another. And frankly, it's criminal unless the government sanctions it.
Yeah. So I'm going to get more into this, where a company called Uber is under attack by its competition. So it's actually not the city of Boston that's bringing any kind of action at this point. It's the competitors saying, it's not fair what you're doing. They're basically handing out a mobile app on iPhone and Android, and people can hook up with a black car driver on this mobile app to take them where they want to go. And the existing cab companies are saying, you're not jumping through the same hoops we jump through. This isn't fair. You should have to do everything the same way that we do it, because we're heavily regulated. And it's not fair that someone could operate a business and not do exactly the same things that we're doing. We want to get back into the story here in moments and certainly get your thoughts. Maybe you are an Uber user, or you use one of the similar services that are out there, and I think that thanks to Sci-Phase for finding the name of the other company, Lyft was the other one, L-Y-F-T.
Zipcar is another one.
Is that another rental where you get a driver?
I don't know the specifics.
I thought you get a car with a Zipcar.
Okay, I don't know the specifics. Okay. I looked it up, I saw Zipcar.
Basically, you can, with Zipcar, I believe, like, so let's say, Mark, I wanted to get a Zipcar. I would drive to your house. What I would do is go online and pick up a Zipcar. They would tell me where one was around this area, and I could just go, like, get in and drive, basically. And then you can leave it where you go. You don't have to return it to a car rental place.
Cool. That's pretty awesome.
More about this coming up.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. And, you know, a little insider information here. Bid Instant's going to have some exciting new changes coming up in the very, very near future here. And they're going to be announced on Free Talk Live, and I'm excited about them. Bid Instant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BidInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and tell them where your account is. It's that easy. Make the deposit. It's that easy. BidInstant.com, and we'll explain more about Bitcoins as time goes on.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm really happy. We talked to Charles Schrem. He's one of the founders of BidInstant.com, and he is planning on being on the show with us at some point this week. If they are able to flip their switch on these big changes you're talking about this week, Mark, that is when it is expected to happen. And I think the site, the new thing that they're doing is really exciting. It looks great. I haven't had a chance to play around in it, but I looked at the front page of it, and it looks really impressive. So we'll let you know as that happens. And some people have said that they've had an issue with BitInstant taking longer than they'd expected.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that that's true. The fact is that I've sent things on just the Bitcoin network, and they've taken longer than I've wanted them to take. And this is a new technology. I'm not surprised that there's some bumps in the road. This is a new area, a field of industry, and I'm not surprised that BitInstant, being the leader of that industry, has fielded some bumps in that area. But one thing's for sure, when you're in business, for every complaint that you hear, there's probably 100, 1,000 satisfied customers out there that you hear nothing about, Ian.
We did get, we got some responses from some customers who are definitely happy with it.
And I'm not saying that people's complaints are invalid. They're not invalid. They're completely valid. But
well, one of the things that's been going on, and I was basically speculating when I said this last week, was that we know there's been a huge explosion in Bitcoin prices over the last 2 weeks. I mean, the last 3 months, Bitcoin's gone up tremendously. It was like $25 just a few months ago, and now it's 180 something right now. It hit 195 earlier today. So obviously, there's a lot of new interest from people in Bitcoins, and they want to get them. And of course, BitInstant is a great way to go get them. And inevitably, with a bunch of people coming in and ordering things at once, there's going to be problems. People are going to slip through the cracks, mistakes are going to be made, and people are going to get backed up. So when we were talking with Charlie, he did point out that, yeah, they've been experiencing growing pains, and they've upped their staff.
But by no means are we talking about some kind of collapse in the business model here.
No, they've upped their staff, actually. In fact, Mandrick is working for them now. Our very own baklava cooking guy, who is a super liberty dude who moved up here for the Free State Project.
He's also a computer guy. He's helped me many times.
That's why they're having him work for them. He's doing, I think, customer service-y kind of things and technical things. I forget exactly what his job description is. But anyway, he's working for them, which is great. And they've got another guy they've hired out of New Hampshire as another Free State Project participant is working for them. So we know a lot of the people there. And I just want to make it clear, they acknowledge there have been some issues.
And Charlie also, another thing to make clear is Free Talk Live is not ignoring people's concerns in these areas.
No, we've taken calls on the air about it. Has someone said we've been ignoring?
No. I mean, just what other radio talk show host does this?
Right. So the one thing I wanted to point out is if there's anybody else out there who has felt like, they haven't gotten the service they're looking for from BitInstant, Charlie offered his personal email address, the CEO of the company. So you can email him at charlie@bitinstant.com if you've got some kind of issue. And, Julia, I know that you've had an issue.
I had an issue once. I was just going to say, and I emailed him, and it was fixed immediately.
Moments.
Yes. So it was just for whatever reason, it was showing up at the blockchain, but it wasn't in my account. So I emailed him and said, I don't know where my Bitcoins are, and whatever. He flipped a switch somewhere, pushed a button, fixed it immediately, but he was very quick to respond, and it was awesome.
And I'm glad that he did that, too, because, last week when we got this call, and the week before that, we got another call from somebody. Obviously, we're not trained customer service reps for BitInstant. We just do promotion for them.
And we talk about our personal experiences.
Sure, and so, we can't take down your customer order number on the air and do those things for you, but we still want to help. So that's why I reached right out to Charlie and said, what can we do for these people? Because, maybe they missed an email, maybe something got dropped. I don't know. But at least now you've got his email address. If you are one of those people and you're having an issue, charlie@bitinstant.com. He's going to be on the show later on this week. And we'll talk more about it. He said he would, and they've got big changes to make. I know they're rushing around trying to get all that stuff nailed down. And I have to say, the some of the big changes are very, very exciting. I don't know how much we can tease about it, though.
Don't tease much.
No more? Okay, we'll just move on then. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Uber is the name of the company. They are not paying us for promotion, but I have to say, it sounds interesting, and the next time I'm in New York City, I might be willing to give these guys a try because they're operating in multiple cities all around the world. In Boston, they've run up against some difficulty where one company, actually a couple companies of the existing cab companies, have decided that they are going to be filing a lawsuit. And rumor is the suit could end up in federal court. Boston Cab Company operates 500 cabs in Boston, is filing alleging unfair competition and consumer fraud.
They're upset. You shouldn't be able to file unfair competition. That should not exist, right?
Well, I think there is unfair competition going on.
Right.
It's from Boston Cab Company,
yeah.
Because they're colluding with the government to keep other businesses, keep people from giving other people rides and paying for it.
You know what's ridiculous about this is that cab companies, in my personal experience, are not great at customer service, and their prices are really high. So despite them being regulated for my protection, I've never really been pleased with taking cabs.
The idea with a medallion is that people have gotten ripped off. And
sure.
It, certainly, when in getting in a cab in a strange city, you don't know where you're going necessarily. If you're not paying attention or whatever, you're liable to get driven around in circles for a period of time.
There was one time where I used to live in a town in Florida that was half the size of Keene, so we're talking like, 12,000 people. It was small, and I had to take a cab to work, and there was one road that went right there, and he drove me like all around town, basically, so that he could overcharge me. I was so mad.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, the normal person will get out and they'll actually pay this person. You know, what you should do in that circumstance, walk away.
Well, I didn't tip him, and I told him why.
855, 450-FREE. Don't worry, he built it into the rate.
He gets paid half of the fare.
855, 450-FREE. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have there for you. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to various different websites. There is Amazon. You can go to Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada through our site. And when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same old Amazon experience you're used to, with the great prices, the free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items, even used items, the reviews, Amazon reviews. Julia was using those to look at a product the other night. Very useful to get what other people's experiences are, and you can do it and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with people who think like you. I was so grateful to be out this morning. I woke up really early, 6:30 in the morning, so I could be out. Went out to breakfast with Adamo from copblock.org. He'll be joining us on tomorrow night's show. But went out with him and Kate, also from CopBlock, before the jury selection of Rich Paul. Now, Rich is someone we've had on the show here and there as kind of a guest interview throughout the years. Rich is facing 81 years in prison.
What?
81.
For selling a plant, or for allegedly selling a plant. And he's facing multiple felony charges in this case. And he is very heroically not taking the plea deal on this. And the plea deal, as offered, was a year in jail.
Compared to 81, this is how they get people to take it. When you told me this today, my first thought was take it.
I would.
Most people would.
I don't care what that makes me. There is no way. Like, if it comes down to you're going to jail for 81 years, I'm taking my bitcoins and I'm leaving the country.
Well, like, let me ask you this, though, Julia. What if you didn't do it? Like, I don't know whether Rich did this or not. I have no idea what his claim would be in that area. But what if you never sold the plant?
I don't trust juries. I don't.
This is the thing.
I don't.
If I was facing 81 years and somebody offered me 1 year, and then I knew that, of course, I'd do two-thirds of that, 8 months, probably if you make sure that you do the work that they tell you to do or whatever, I probably would just go ahead and take it. I mean, it's so scary. This is the corruption of the criminal justice system in this country.
You know what really puts this into perspective, too, is I was watching a documentary the other day about like the club scene in the 80s in New York City. It was very interesting. Yeah. But they were specifically talking about this guy who he's kind of was famous for promoting these clubs, and then eventually he became a drug addict, and he murdered his roommate, and he chopped his body into pieces put Drano in his veins, and, like, totally...
Sounds like he had a really bad time with those drugs.
Well, I guess they left it in the bathtub for a couple days, and they didn't know, like, what to do with it. They were just, you know...
The body?
Yeah, they didn't know what to do with it, so they thought maybe Drano would, like, help. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, it was in there for a few days. But anyway, the point is, he got 10 to 20 years, and he's about to get out right now. Mm. And so 10 to 20 years for chopping somebody's body up...
Or
and throwing
81
it in
years.
The river, or 81 years for marijuana.
Right. So that's what's going on right now, and there was a jury selection for Rich Paul today, this morning, and we had about, I would say, 10 people come out today and support Rich Paul with signs, you know, jury nullification-related signs. And, of course, I was out there, as well as Pete Ayer from copblock.org, handing out nhjury.com flyers, which are kind of the equivalent of a FIJA flyer specific for New Hampshire. It's more customized. It advocates for jury nullification, where, you know, of course, if you don't know what that is, jury nullification is your right as a juror to vote your conscience, to vote whether or not you think the law itself is bad. So,
this isn't made up. This is a thousand-year right. This is English common law here.
Yeah, and it should be legal everywhere, but unfortunately, in a lot of courtrooms, you can't even mention jury nullification.
But, like, even though it's legal here, and even if people know about it, I don't trust people to make the right decision.
Oh, I don't either.
Because I think
I've seen
most
them make the
people,
wrong decision over and over again.
I think most people just go along with the group. They're ready to leave the courtroom. Most people think of jury duty as very uninteresting. They'd rather be doing other things.
There are at least two people that walked in there today who expressed to me that they just wanted to get out of it. The jury duty.
Right. So it's just, like, it seems, I guess, on paper, if you don't actually take a moment and think about it, it seems quite fair, but it's really unfair.
So, as an aside, if you want to find out what one juror thought recently, we talked about the Occupy trial here, Occupy New Hampshire. There were three people who were arrested for staying in a park after they were told to leave in Manchester and were charged with criminal trespass as a result of that. That jury found them guilty, and we actually were successfully able to talk to one of those jurors, played the audio from it on Free Talk Live. The video has been posted now, because what I originally did was I just took the full five-hour trial video and had the jury thing at the very end of that and uploaded that. And it took me a little while to actually get to edit out the jury portion of that.
Things.
So I have put that video online. You can go to freekeen.com, scroll down to Juror for Trespass of Three Trials, says fellow jurors would have convicted Gandhi and MLK. So just to give you some idea of who we're talking about here, these jurors are so obedient to the state that they would have convicted Gandhi for his civil disobedience. They would have convicted Martin Luther King for his civil disobedience because to them, the city ordinance about being in a park after 11 was more important, because we have to have rules, more important than the constitutional right to free speech and free assembly. So if you want to see that, it's there. Free
this
King.
Ordinance is less important than the highest law in the land, because they were able to somehow paint the highest law in the land as subservient to government ordinances. But let's think about this for a second. They bring these people in under the threat of incarceration. They've thrown people in jail in this country recently for dodging jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose I'm using duties in quotation marks here, because it's not your duty to do anything that anybody tells you to do.
Well, they think it is, and they'll put you in jail.
It's your duty not to harm other people.
Yeah.
So they're claiming that, that you've got this jury duty. So you're already in there under the sword of the state. If you don't come, we're going to throw you in jail is the threat. So why wouldn't people just do what the state wants while they're there? I mean, you're basically in a hostage situation already, and you know what happens to hostages.
Yeah, good point. So I bring all this up to point out that Rich Paul is going to trial. It's going to happen starting Tuesday, I believe, and we'll talk to you more about it as it goes on. Because again, he's facing 81 years, and he is very bravely deciding to not take the plea deal because he wants to be the first person to get jury nullification on drug sales charges. Which we've seen recently that there was actually one instance of jury nullification that was really noteworthy here in New Hampshire, where a guy was growing cannabis for his, not recreation, claims it was for religious purposes. He's a Rastafarian gentleman who was growing cannabis, was found not guilty. Now, it helped that that guy actually ended up with a Free State Project participant on his jury.
Helped a lot.
Which is one of the reasons why you should move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because when we have 20,000 liberty activists here, those liberty activists are going to range in age. In the case of the Rastafarian guy, the lady on that jury was like 60 years old. And so she kind of fit the mold of a kind of a typical juror. She was easily able to get onto that jury. And then, you
know, that one person managed to convince the rest of the people on that jury.
That's right.
What was right.
So freestateproject.org. It's so,
which, by the way,
so important.
Before we go on, that just goes to show the kind of mouth-breathing, you know, subservience of these people that are on these juries.
That one person could
that
sway
one
them.
Person sways these people's opinion. I mean, for God's sake, if this person should have been convicted, and certainly it sounded like they broke the law, then these people should be vigilantly, you know, demanding that they do whatever is just.
I would love to ask people who whose response is basically, but it's the law. They have to follow the law. I would love to ask one of these people if they believe that they follow the law at all times.
At all times.
Because you must feel that way, right? That
no, they
you
just, there's lots of people in jail that are like, oh, yeah, well, I broke the law. Because, I mean, people are like, oh, well, that's the game. There's so many laws out there that people breaking all the time. The game is that we break the laws until we get caught, and then we have to pay the price. And, like, it's just cool.
So, it's happening next week. We're going to continue covering the trial here because you can guarantee that no other mainstream media source is going to cover this.
Yeah, you're pretty much clear on that.
And it's going to be very interesting because they're going to be arguing for jury nullification. I mean, one of the linchpins of this case is going to be jury nullification, although they've got some other ideas too, I think, that are pretty original.
Sure,
and
hope so.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Rich Paul, friend of the show, facing 81 years in prison, and if he were not in New Hampshire, he certainly would not be going to trial on this, because in New Hampshire we actually have jury nullification as legal. You can talk about jury nullification to a jury. You can't do that in most places in this country, and of course you've also got the activist crew to back you up, as well as we did this morning with jury nullification outreach. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Save now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save-On Meds, 888-6969-363, 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed, and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.